something I should mention, that is how eventually I came to bioengineering.
Yes.
Even though I studied medicine, and how did I get into medicine?
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I was very interested in mathematics. I was going to major in math uh-huh. in college. I transferred to Beijing in high school. Mm-hmm. During my junior year of high school, with 1.5 years to go, in high school, there was this entrance examination, a joint entrance examination by the major universities in China,
uh-huh.
including Peking University, Tsinghua, and so forth. And for some reason that year, and also another the year before, those 2 years, the government set up a rule that junior year students can't apply to take the examination, uh-huh. even though you have one more year to go. So I figured I would take it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting to pass it, but I thought it would be a good idea mm-hmm. to take the exam, getting some experience
yeah.
to help me the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I registered for the exam. Then I wanted to check math as the major first choice. Then I realized that in order to pass the math entrance examination, one of the subjects is analytical geometry, which would be my senior year course.
I see.
So I did not have it at that time, so mm-hmm. I said that would not work. I mean, one of the major subjects, mm-hmm. I never had it. So I looked at all the other subjects, areas that would not require analytical geometry,
uh-huh.
and I found the pre-med medical studies
mm-hmm.
to be one of the areas that would not require analytical geometry. And medicine, I was interested in medicine.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I picked pre-med as my first choice. Those days in China, well, I think still is now, the pre-med and medical school are continuous. It's a seven-year program.
So if you're accepted,
pre-med, you go,
continue.
If you qualify with everything else, you move right on.
Uh-huh.
So I picked the pre-med, and surprisingly, I got admitted. So I said, if I got admitted, I would do it. And so I just entered the pre-med. And I was there for a year and a half. Then when the Civil War evolved to a state that Beijing was under siege by the Communist Army, and they were shelling the city. And at that time, the nationalist government sent two airplanes to evacuate the professors from the university in Beijing.